every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. How can I say that? Because I've been knocking out all bums for four decades, right? 41 years this month, Ring Talk, live worldwide, airing on the radio straight up. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Gold Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to dance, but guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour just for you. If you want to impart, you have something to say, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, a couple of minimum weights going at it last night. We'll talk about that a little bit more a little bit later. Of course, the retired HBO Godfather is expected to join us in hour number two. Tommy D will be here. Of course, we're still analyzing the beatdown of Terrence Crawford. How many rounds did Terrence Crawford lose the other night? Not too many. In the rounds that he lost, he lost on purpose. He just took things off. He took time off, wanted to rest, wanted to make sure he can go 12 rounds against a bigger guy. Thought that Canelo was going to come on strong. Canelo never came on. He never really tried. You know, the guy with two left feet? Well, guess what? Now he's got three left feet. I mean, that's the best way I could put it. I mean, Canelo couldn't cut off a ring if you gave him a switchblade. He just couldn't do it. He's incapable of cutting off the ring. And this is like one of the basic things they teach you in boxing, to move your foot over, your lead foot, and put the left to the right, and, you know, cut the guy off this and that. But guess what? Canelo has no concept of that. Of course, we saw that in the William Scull fight. We saw that definitely in the fight with Terrence Crawford. You got to give Crawford credit. Of course, if I were Terrence Crawford and I had his skills and I was left-handed, I am. I don't think I'd lose a minute of a round to Canelo Alvarez. Not at this stage of the game, no doubt about that. Of course, Terrence Crawford, he's on top of his game. Time to stick a fork in Canelo. Canelo's done. He's been done a long time. Straight up, duck David Benavidez. Imagine what David Benavidez would have done to him. All right? Canelo might be a corpse today. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. On the other side of the break, we'll bring in Sir Thomas Dillamuth on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What was his power like? Have you been hit by anybody that strong before?
I've been hit harder.
No, in a real fight, not a sparring.
In a real fight. Avenesian, I mean, not Avenesian, but Mean Machine hit harder than Canelo, to me, to okay. Be honest.
Terrence. Congratulations.
Check it, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, just a week removed from the super fight. Yes, it was a super fight because, people said, well, there wasn't any knockdowns, nobody got hurt, this and that. Well, if you didn't appreciate the beauty of that fight and the fact that a left-hander schooled, he took Canelo Alvarez to school. Let me tell you like this. Left-handers are hard to fight. How do I know this? Because I fought Ernie Chavez. I remember training in Newman's gym against a couple of left-handers, and I guess they were left-handed bums because they never threw any right hooks, per se, okay? I was introduced to a right hook by none other than Ernie Chavez. I mean, that was brutal. It just was. I mean, it was amazing how that I got knocked down by. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I didn't see the punches coming. When you don't see the punches coming, things happen. Of course, when things happen, things go bad. In the world of boxing, it usually means you're down and you're horizontal. I remember looking across the ring at my people that came to saw me fight in Las Vegas, and they're looking at me like, hey, get up. I have no idea what they're talking about. It takes me a little bit. Anyway, so Alvarez, of course, they lose it now to Terrence Crawford, 63-3-2, of course, Terrence Crawford. Of course, he is now 40-42 in zip with 31 KOs. The score is 115-113, 115-113, and 116-112. Let me tell you, for those two judges, Max DeLuca and Tim Cheatham, especially with that last name, for those guys to say it was a 7-5 fight, I don't know how to put it, man. That's appalling. I'm trying to be nice, but it's appalling. The fact that I don't think he really won a round going away. I mean, there was no round where you said, you know what? The Mexican superstar is in control. He's coming back. There was never one point in the fight where you could say that. So I don't think he won too many rounds. I didn't give him but three. I had it 9-3 as far as the score was concerned. But scores 115-113, 115-113, 116-112. Steve Weisfeld had it 8-4 in rounds. I thought that was even a bit of a stretch. So I had it 9-3. I'll go for 8-4. Bottom line is Brendan Adams can't beat Sergio Bojic can't beat Brendan Adams. I think it was the second fight. He lost a 10-round decision. Christian Mubili and Lester Martinez hooked up. Lester Martinez coming to us from Guatemala, hooked up in one of the it was an epic TV fight. It was just back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And granted, they're both world-class fighters, which is really cool. One was 19-0, the other one was 29-0. Of course, it was a split decision draw after 10 rounds. One judge had it 95-95. Patricia Jarman had it 97-93. The other judge had it 96-94. Bottom line is, it was a hell of a fight, and they threw nothing but punches. I mean, there's nothing punches back and forth. It wasn't Hagler, Hearns, or anything like that, but it was really 10 rounds of super entertaining boxing, and that's why these interim fights, and they wanted to call this the interim championship. We'll talk about Christian Mubili and Lester Martinez. Of course, the real championship was Canelo Alvarez and Crawford, but shouldn't have been like David Benavidez. Don't you think David Benavidez would have murdered Saul Alvarez had they gotten in a ring anywhere in the last year and a half? Bottom line is, yeah, I think so. And of course, when Benavidez rose about three or four years ago, I thought there was a chance for Canelo to beat him then, but not now, not in the past 2-3 years. And Canelo knows. Canelo's going to go out losing to a welterweight, a decision per se, a natural welterweight losing to a decision per se. He won't get knocked around. He won't get beat up. His legacy won't be destroyed. But the bottom line is, people should call him on the carpet for the biggest duck job in the history of boxing. When he ducked David Benavidez, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 3 years, for almost 4 years, better than 3.5 years. Better than 3.5 years, he ducked the number one contender. And the WBC, the world of bunko and chicanery, of course, headed by Mr. Mauricio Silliman. Bottom line is, anything you want to do, we're down with it. Anything you want to do, we're cool. Bottom line is, Lester Martinez and Christian Mubili, a very entertaining 10-round fight. The rest of the card, of course, Fernando Vargas, an underdog, and Fernando Vargas Jr., an underdog, of course, to Callum Walsh. And he showed why. Callum Walsh looked like he was 2 or 3 weight classes bigger than the other guy. I kid you not. I think they fought it at super welterweight. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, junior welterweight, is it junior welterweight or super welterweight? Bottom line is, Vargas Jr. is not the fighter his brother is. Emiliano Vargas, of course, I'm talking about maybe the future of boxing, according to boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer. Yesterday, he was talking about Emiliano being the future of boxing, him being the future face of boxing, because there is no face of boxing, per se, when you got to realize Jake Paul's the face of boxing. Somebody said that to me. I mean, nobody generates more money than Jake Paul. I don't know it's like Jake Paul has dirty pictures of everybody. And like, he's blackmails. Tommy D's ready? And he blackmails these people into watching. Of course, speaking of a guy that's been around a little blackmail, maybe, talk about Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Let's bring in Tommy D. Tommy D, how are you?
What's going on, Pedro? How's everything?
Nothing. I was telling people about that, you know, those pictures you tried to blackmail me over, and I denied they were me. It wasn't me.
Oh, you're like, it wasn't you. I heard that song before.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Anyway, Terrence Crawford got you know, 1 week removed. Can't say much other than that was a superlative performance, no doubt about that. But the fact that Canelo Alvarez really didn't, I mean, did he land a punch that hurt Crawford? I didn't see it.
As far as I saw, I didn't see it. I mean, there were some good punches he did land. I mean, I give him credit. I mean, it's not like it wasn't a shutout.
It was close.
But took it well.
It was close.
Yeah. It was. I wouldn't say close like the judges had it.
Close to a shutout.
Oh yeah. Close to a shutout. Yeah. Definitely close to a shutout. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, definitely. You know, Bud looked great, and Canelo looked kind of old. And what's sad is that, you know, Bud is older than Canelo. You know, so, Canelo in the last few years hasn't really shown any power to begin with. You know, he hasn't stopped anybody. He's dropped a couple guys, kind of carry them. You know, he dropped a guy, you know, that was stopped by Shiraz and Berlanga. You know, he should have finished him off, but didn't.
John,
you know,
Ryder.
So, I mean, John Ryder.
John Ryder went to – listen, John Ryder would have a heart. John Ryder retired after the fight, next fight he got stopped, but he retired. But John Ryder, I mean, not much of an opponent there. Jermell Charlo didn't throw any punches. Jaime Munguia, famous for fighting cab drivers in Tijuana, but the bottom line is, he's a cab driver in Tijuana. Edgar Berlanga, of course, the Puerto Rican, was 22 and zip at the time, but he's supposed to come and bring those heavy hands. He weighed 193 pounds in the ring, and he brought nothing. He went down in round three. Of course, William Skull, I don't even want to go into that one. Of course, that was let's just leave that one alone. Of course, the last fight now with Terrence Crawford, he loses. I thought he was going away. Now, Chim Cheatham and Max DeLuca, Terrence Crawford said, I think in a couple of appearances post fight, that they were out. He said they were close to robbing him. Did you see what he said? That
yes,
yeah,
because he needed the last couple rounds. I believe definitely the last round. If he doesn't win, it's a draw. So they had him losing, or they had him. Up one round in the 11th round.
So look, it looked to me like Cheatham and DeLuca were looking to make this a draw. It looks like
absolutely.
I mean, it looks like they wanted to make it a draw, and it's all to preserve the sacred cow that is Canelo Alvarez, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, you know, to protect him is, you know, it's not like he's been protected already. You know, he's been favorable of some decisions already in the past, like Arizlanda Lara.
Whoa, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, even the Floyd Mayweather fight where Floyd, you know, washed him, there was one judge who I think retired after the fight. She scored it a draw.
Retired after the fight.
I'm serious. I think after that fight, she faced so much criticism, as she should have. I think she retired, and she stopped judging after that fight.
Okay, I'll look that up during the break. Christian Mubili and Lester Martinez. Lester Martinez is a rugged dude.
Yeah, I like both fighters. I mean, I picked Lester to win. I thought Lester was going to stop him. But, you know, credit to Mubili and, you know, both fighters. You know, that was the fight of the night. It looks like they ordered a rematch. So the rematch is supposed to happen next, which is good to see. Yeah, Lester Martinez. I mean, you know, it was a step up for both fighters. So both guys really haven't really fought anybody, you know, up to par as, you know, as their opponents. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, I'm waiting for the rematch. That was the fight of the night. You know, yeah. I think it stole the show.
I think it was a hard act to follow.
Yeah, definitely. And it wasn't even a co-main event. They had to. I heard you just speaking about, you know, Caelan Walsh and Fernando Vargas Jr. You know, that was a co-main event, and it didn't even come close to living, you know, up to the fight before that.
Caelan Walsh, you know, having fought a junior, well, I started fighting 86 pounds. I think the first fight was 86 pounds, something like that. But the bottom line is, Caelan Walsh looked like he was two weight classes bigger than Vargas. Was that my imagination?
No, I thought Caelan Walsh did look bigger, you know, but I don't think size had anything to do with it. I think the skill set. As well, I don't think Fernando Vargas is that good of a fighter as definitely not his father or his younger brother Emiliano, you know. And Caelan Walsh has been, you know, he's been groomed pretty well. He's been brought up pretty well by, you know, Dana White and Tom Loeffler. You know, I just thought he was levels above, you know, Fernando Vargas Jr. Credit to him. Supposedly he broke his hand halfway through the fight and he finished the fight. But other than that, I don't know where Fernando Vargas goes from here.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll take a break and we'll come back with Sir Thomas Dillon Muth. Close to open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands, and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My follow-up, Dana. Earlier this week, the California State Athletic Commission had a hearing about TKO trying to bring those changes to the Ali Act, and it was postponed 3 months.
Listen, I get it. You want to showboat right now. Set up an interview with me if this is really what you want to talk about.
It's America, baby.
If you have
First
questions
Amendment.
For these two.
What a piece of spit. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. You know what I'm talking about. Dana White. Straight up. Tommy D, Dana White's trying to strip the strength, the guts that are left of the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act out of it. Of course, talk about looking out for fighters' welfare and how much money they're getting, things like that, how much money the promotion's making, the whole nine yards. Talk about full disclosure. Dana White wants to take boxing over and make it into the UFC where he's pimping off fighters. And I don't know if I told you this, but Francis Ngannou was the world heavyweight champion, according to the UFC. He defended his title in your hometown, Madison Square Garden. They sold out the Garden. It was a $7 million gate, and he got a $500,000 purse and supposedly some type of bonus, a small bonus, $50,000. In other words, he made somewhere around less than $1 million, and he sold out the Garden. That's pimping.
And why do you think he wants to change the Muhammad Ali Act? To whose benefit would that be? It would be only his, right? So that's it right there.
All right, so the California Commission was ready to rubber stamp this thing, okay? Because, you know, Dana White was kissing the right ass, and the Fertitta brothers, of course, those guys had the money behind him and that kind of good stuff. So they were doing all this brown nosing with the California Commission. The California Commission was ready to rubber stamp it, and everybody that showed up at the meeting and everybody that was on the phone sending emails, there wasn't one proponent of what Dana White wanted to do. Not a single one. So the California Commission, they were embarrassed. I mean, they start stuttering and stammering the whole night. They go, we'll address this again in 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
So they just moved. They just kicked the can down the road.
But they're still trying to move on it, though.
Yeah, but the bottom line is I think the boxing community will even be more focused, more organized when this thing comes back the second time around. And I think that if they were to ignore all these people screaming in the audience and this kind of stuff and rubber stamp this, I think it would be an atrocity. And I don't know if the California Commission would go ahead and do that. Now, are they a bunch of less than, I don't like them? Yeah. I'll put it to you like that. Listen, the California State Athletic Commission, since I've been involved in boxing, I remember when I got involved the first time, Ken Gray was the Athletic Commission director. He was a drunk. Him and Hank Alesbrew was a referee. He was also a drunk. And why do I say this? Because as a former police officer, I recognize the symptoms of being on alcohol. You can smell the alcoholic beverage on their breath. I mean, their eyes, their voice was sometimes slurred. Their eyes were red. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is they were both drunks. One of them, Hank Alesbrew, was involved in the 19, oh, I can't remember what the year it was, but when Rico Velasquez died down there in San Jose at the hands of David Gonzalez, I jumped up before the 10th round, and I screamed to the referee, Hank, you got to stop this fight. He's killing him. He's going to die, Hank. You got to stop this fight. And Jack Fisk says to me, the boxing writer says to me, sit down, man. That's none of your business. I said, you don't know boxing, Holmes. I said, this guy's about to die. And 30 seconds later, he was dead.
Wow.
Okay, and that's Hank Alesbrew, and I smell booze on Hank's breath many, many times. And Hank, Ken Gray, the same thing. So I've never been happy with the California Athletic. Richard DeCour took over the Athletic Commission for a while. I think he retired, but he took over the Athletic Commission here in California for a while, and he was a good guy. He was a civil servant, and I think he's working with the WBO now. He's been working with them for a long time. But the bottom line is California sort of got sane as far as the Athletic Commission is concerned, but now it's not in good hands, and I'm worried about this Muhammad Ali Act just being destroyed.
Yeah. It's sad, and this is where the direction of boxing is going to. You know, you got Dana White in the boxing business. You got the face of boxing now, Jake Paul, in the boxing business. I mean, what is the future look like for
the Boxing Revival Act? That's what he's calling this. The Muhammad Ali. He had the nerve to put Muhammad Ali's name on it. And where the hell is Lonnie Ali, Muhammad Ali's wife, when this spit's going down? What is she saying? Come on. That I want to know if there was ever a time for her to stand up and say, you know what, this is wrong. This is it.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I'm not sure where if she has said anything or
no. She hasn't said nothing. Listen, I mean, No. I mean, you ask her for nobody's asked her for a comment. She hasn't volunteered. Listen, this isn't something you should have to volunteer to say. You know, she should be making a statement.
No, I agree.
This whole Muhammad Ali professional boxing act drawn by Senator John McCain back in 1996. This was enacted in order to bring financial rights and things like that to boxers. And this is going to strip them of that. And Dana White's going right along with it. And, man, if the California Commission, if they rubber stamp this, it's over.
Yes, yeah, it's going to be sad times.
Because the rest of the states will follow suit.
You think so?
I know so.
Wow.
Politicians are politicians. They're going to go, but they go where the money's at, man. Unfortunately, this isn't going to end well. No matter which way it ends, it's just not going to end well. The game of boxing right now is in crisis mode, and people don't want to realize that or admit it, but it is. I mean, there's not another big fight on the board like until November 22nd. That's like almost 2 months away.
Yeah, exactly. It's nothing, nothing coming up. We got a circus event coming up next also. The biggest stars are not fighting. The champions are not fighting. You know, they're fighting maybe once a year. It's bad, and Turkey was supposed to be the savior. And, to his credit, he's made a couple of big fights. But, I mean, what about the rest of the fighters in the country or in the world,
You know what?
The rest of the champions.
You know what really made me puke? I had the barf bag sitting there. I always, once in a while, have the barf bag sitting next to me. Anytime Dana White's involved, I get the barf bag ready, okay? But when he wrapped the belt around Crawford's throat, I started gagging. Around Crawford's belt, a waist, I started gagging.
What did he do?
He wrapped the belt around him.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Like that UFC thing that I used to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You know what I tell Dana? Get the puck away from me.
Yeah. She should have,
I mean, that's what he should have. That's what he should have done. And I don't know. I thought Terrence could have stood up a little bit more for himself, but he got $10 million, which was a tenth of what Canelo got, which is an atrocity, isn't it?
Yeah. But to Canelo's credit, he stood up for boxing. He stood up, when questions were asked at the press conference.
Yeah.
He went against Dana. So to his credit, and rightfully so. I mean, the boxing establishment, the sport of boxing, has put a lot of money in that guy's pocket. So he should be standing up for it.
No doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, Sir Thomas Dumermuth is online, coming to us from the Bronx. What's the weather like in the Bronx today, Tommy D?
It's nice. It's a little, it's I would say it's like in the 70s. Not too sure. I just came from outside, but it felt nice.
Okay.
No complaints over here.
Okay. Noah Inouye was the winner this week. Of course, he beat the Russian, who's Muradon. Let's call him Muradon. He was once beaten coming in, but he's twice beaten going out. When are they going to make the super fight? And when are you going to go to Japan with me for that? I'm talking about Hunta Naka. No. I want you to get the private jet together. Listen, it's rumored that Tommy D sold his used jet to Bruno Mars. That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told. So whatever you want to put together, I'm not getting on no prop jet and flying to Japan. But if you can get it together, man, and get us like private jet, well, cool. Let's go. Hunta Nakatani and the Noah Inouye. I think it's a pretty close fight. I think it'll be the Battle of Japan, be the biggest fight in the history of the country.
Definitely the biggest in the country, and it's definitely got to be one of the biggest in the world. Those are two top-notch pound-for-pound guys. I read somewhere, I have to look it over, but I thought Nakatani dropped the belt. It looks like he's moving up, so I guess it looks like that fight is very close to happening. So if I had to guess, I think sometime in 2026, we'll see that big, mega fight.
You know what? You keep saying that, but I've never heard Nono Inoue mention Hutto Nakatani in his life.
That's true.
Nothing.
I'm not sure why.
I mean, nothing. You would be, I mean, not praising him, not knocking him, just no comment.
Yeah, that's a good point. I haven't heard anything from him as well. I'm not sure what the reason is. I mean, this is a big money fight. This is probably the biggest fight ever in the history of Japan.
Wow. Of course, they're going to fill up that Tokyo Dome. That's going to be sort of cool. Of course, that was the site of Tyson and Douglas back in 1990. Of course, the meltdown of Mike Tyson and you know, Michael's doing all them hookers and that allegedly doing that cocaine and all them hookers, and Greg Page knocked him down, and Mike Jameson, a club fighter from San Jose, California, was beating him up. I mean, that wasn't pretty.
No, you know, and it was, you know, and listen, Buster Douglas, I know he was a big underdog, and I know we hear the things that Mike did while he was there. But I believe Buster Douglas's mom had passed away like a week before. A
couple weeks before.
Something
yeah.
like that. So I don't think anybody was beating Buster Douglas that night. He got up.
Well, people, he got up from what the people floor don't know to, is he had two training camps. They were supposed to do this like in October of 1989, yeah. and they canceled the fight. So he had two training camps to get his fat ass in shape. Of course, after the fight, when I went back to see him in Columbus, Ohio, he weighed close to 300 pounds.
Yeah, he ballooned up.
That's not even put being real. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I said, Buster, what's going on? He goes, I'll lose the weight. Don't worry about it. Yeah, he lost it at the last minute and lost to Holyfield, took a dive maybe. Anyway, straight up, we'll spend a few more minutes with Tommy D on this side of the break. This is Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
But he can't pay his bills. He's right, he can't pay his bills. He's broke. I've been telling you this for a long, long time. I think he got took in that real estate scam originally, and then he got took in a cryptocurrency, the Bitcoin type of thing. I think he went down that route. Bottom line is, 48-year-old Floyd Mayweather filed lawsuit against Vegas Auto Gallery on Thursday in Nevada, claiming the luxury dealership of shady business practices. Why? Oh, they sold him a 2018 Mercedes-Benz back in the day for $1.25 million. So anyway, they go after Floyd to collect it. They send him to collections, the whole nine yards. They come up with some type of agreement. Floyd signs a acknowledgement of debt. He signs this in July of 2025. Yes, I owe these guys $1.25 million, and I will pay them, blah, 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 blah. And then the payment date came, and Floyd said, can I have an extension? And they said, yeah, okay, we'll give you an extension. So they gave him an extension. They gave him an extension. And then he came back and tried to file a lawsuit against him. Man, these people don't mess around. And say, according to the attorney, quote, you don't get to sign papers admitting you owe debt, blow the deadlines to pay, and then pretend the money is disputed. The receipts exist, and his signature is on them. No Money Mayweather doesn't get to stiff small businesses and then smear them for asking to be paid. Contracts matter whether you're 50-0 or 0-50. Yikes. Looks like, I tell you, I've been thinking Floyd's been broke for a long time. And you got, you know, man, I'm serious. I think Floyd got taken somewhere. I think there was some money that he lost in the Middle East. I think it was a Bitcoin type of scam. And I think he lost some money on real estate before that, according to Boxing's PhDs. So the bottom line is, Floyd's in trouble, man. Listen, Floyd has an EBT card.
Wow. Oh, my God. So those bets that he's making in Vegas, they're not, he's doing that, you know, for show?
I don't know. I also think he's a gambling addict. I think he's got some gambling issues. I mean, he just does.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got some gambling issues, and he's, you know, here's what's up. If the guy has all the money he was supposed to have, like almost $1 billion. Remember, he was bragging about having this and that, and about a couple hundred million dollars. Well, if he had a couple hundred million dollars, he'd be able to pay this note off on this car. He's trying to return the car a year and a half, 2 years later. Then you don't want the car back after you've been sporting it on social media. I saw a couple pictures of Floyd in the car on social media.
Well, Jesus. Well, listen, I want to go back to a little bit what you said earlier about Nakatani. So I went back, I wanted to read just to confirm. So Nakatani has officially vacated the WBC and IBF titles. And there's going to be a big fight December 27th in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, where it's going to be, I think they're calling it like the Night of the Samurai, nothing but Japanese fighters in Saudi Arabia. So Inoue is on the card as well. So they're going to feature both fighters. And I believe after Nakatani moves up, then they'll have the big mega fight after this fight. So Nakatani's moving up to fight an undefeated Mexican who's like 20-0. And then Inoue is fighting this guy, a Mexican named David Picasso. Interesting.
I'm going to insult a lot of people right here. Okay, there's no doubt about it. But the Middle East stinks. It just does. I mean, the people stink. They just do. And it's a natural thing for them. No, they don't even necessarily. Here's what's up. I mean, they got all this bad BO, and it don't even affect them. You think you would smell yourself first? No, I'm serious. So, you know, I'm like, I'm real fickle with that. And when people are standing downwind for me and they got an odor going on, I mean, I don't want to go back there. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if they put the Junto Nakatani, the Noah Inouye fight, I don't care if you bring three private jets and hookers, I'm not going.
Okay, I was about to ask you, you're not gonna, but I hope, and I hope for everybody's sake, especially Pedro's, I hope that this is just a one-time deal just to build up the fight. But I hope that the mega fight, when they do, you know, both fighters have to win, right? If they do, they both win and they do fight each other, it's in Japan. Because don't cheat the country, you know, Japan, and put this fight in Saudi Arabia. Put this, make sure this fight is in Japan.
You know, the only ones that get, you know, let's talk about the Saudis for a second. The only ones that get to go to the fight in the fights in the Saudis are the ultra rich. I mean, there's no middle class people. There's no poor people going there. I don't know if there is middle class, but the bottom is there's none attending the fights. There are all these rich guys sitting there on the phones, wearing the headdress and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, being sheiks or whatever they're supposed to do. Right on, they're pimping. I get that. Bottom line is, they're not real boxing fans. They're sitting there. They look like they're being held captive.
I don't want to go that far. Held captive, but they're not watching the fights. They're sitting in the front row. Even they're not watching the fights. It's kind of embarrassing, if you ask me. You know, as a guy who's watching these fights, he's putting on these events. They're not watching the fights. I swear that I could have caught maybe Turkey sleeping in a couple of fights as well. And you know, maybe some of the fights, you know, were kind of boring. You might have fell asleep, but there were some good fights. And you know, this guy and the guy sitting in the front row, I think it's a little embarrassing. You know, you're up there front row watching these fights, and you're not paying attention to the actual fight itself.
But when you've got more money,
I wanted to point that out. I'm glad you said something because.
But when you've got more money than there is water in the ocean, who cares? They don't care. It's a status thing. This whole thing
is a status thing, but it's a slap in the face to guys that love the sport. Well, that watch the fights.
No,
that
listen. The Saudi Arabian people are, Saudi Arabian women are oppressed. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, the way they're treated. And get this, if you kill a dude and his family and you come to a cash agreement, he can walk. For the cash agreement. Holy cow! Can you imagine? I don't even want to talk about it.
I never heard of it. That's crazy.
No, that's the truth.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah, and if you kill somebody in Saudi Arabia, but you came to a financial agreement with their family afterwards, charges wouldn't be applied.
That's insane.
No, that's the lifestyle over there. Okay, I mean, you know, you get caught shoplifting and something like that, they cut off your hand, they do all that kind of. It's pretty extreme, and the fact that women are treated like second class citizens. Of course, I was over in Dubai and. There was two types of women in Dubai, actually three types of women. They had the hotel workers, mainly Filipinos. But as far as the Dubai women were concerned, there were the Dubai women that looked really gnarly. And then you had the Dubai women that looked really beautiful. They had like Fredericks of Hollywood or Victoria's Secret's burkas. I mean, it was like they was pretty. I mean, you could tell they were spending the extra buck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get it.
Okay, back to boxing. When you have a weekend when Oscar Collazo and Jason Vincent are the headliners, doesn't that sort of tell you something? The week after boxing's biggest weekend in maybe a few years, they'll come back with this absolutely nothing. There's nothing on the plate.
And that fight, the way it ended, was kind of, you know, robbed us because the fight was pretty good and entertaining. And I don't know if you got to see the fight.
What was up with the corner? Why did the corner stop the fight?
I have no idea. That's what I'm puzzled about. Because he was doing a good job. He was landing some good shots.
Well, Vason said, my corner thought I was breaking. I wanted to fight.
Yeah, and there was nothing in the exchange right before the stoppage that said, oh, I need to stop the fight, like throwing the towel. That's a little suspect to me. I wonder if the corner had some money on this fight.
Well, yeah, exactly. The disbelief from boxing fans was embodied with the words of one of the DAZN commentators who said, every single person in that corner needs to be fired, end quote. Brico Santigue, the co-manager and promoter of Vincent, explained that the decision came down to wanting to keep their fighters safe for future opportunities. He said that when he felt Vincent wasn't in immediate danger, there were some troubling signs like poor balance observed by himself and head trainer Alex Allegra, a longtime pro. Wow. I guess they're trying to cover their ass here, huh?
Yeah, big time. That's insane. I mean, the fights, that was a good fight. We were robbed of that. You know, I watched a little bit of the OTX card, Raul Marquez's son, Giovanni, got upset last night. And a girl that I like, a real good fighter, Tiara Brown, featherweight, she defending her title last night She had a great performance last night too. So
she's taller than you, Tommy D.
You saw the picture?
Yeah, so she's taller than you. She got reach too. All right, Tommy D. Before I let you go, let's talk about the 154-pound division. Abbas Baru just captured the WBA crown. I don't know what he's 17-1 from Germany, an African fighting in Germany. But we got number one, Bakram. Of course, you and I know who that guy is, 23-0, the IBF champ. Xander Zayas is number two. He's 22-0. Of course, he went a few weeks ago. Wasn't all that impressive. Then Virgil Ortiz, if Virgil Ortiz was to explode, he could be the future of boxing, because I thought he was going to be that a long time ago, and somehow he never matured into that position.
Well, he's had bad luck, and, you know, the weight, right? Remember, he was a welterweight. He was fighting 147. Couldn't make the weight. You know, he had some medical issues where he missed a year here, missed a year there. So it slowed down, but, you know, still undefeated. And then the performance against Bohacek, which a lot of people thought he lost, you know. But I think he what's the word I'm looking for? I can't find the word, but he had a great performance against Majumov. You know, I thought he beat him up better than Crawford did.
Yeah.
So he redeemed himself. That's the word. I thought he redeemed himself.
You brought up Crawford and Majumov. Now do you sort of believe me that Crawford was taking a light with Majumov in order to get the Canelo fight?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But Majumov is not a guy that doesn't fight as the same as Canelo. He's not going to really, you know,
But it was a perfect way to set the stage in play. Okay, Bakram, Xander Zayas, Virgil Ortiz, Sebastian Fedora, the 6'5" guy, Keith Thurman, Israel Majumov, the aforementioned, Erickson Luba, Jesus Alejandro Ramos, Usima Lima, Abbas Baru, who captured the WBA crown or was anointed by the WBA, and that is the top 10 as far as the 154-pound crew is concerned. This guy Bakram, nobody's ever going to fight him. I think he's going to be one of these guys. I'm serious. He's going to have to a lot of guys, after him knocking out Tim Tszyu the way he did, destroying him in three rounds, and that was what, in October last year? He still hasn't had a fight. It's been 11 months.
It's crazy. And I want to add that you forgot one big name, the name that everybody loves, the name that everybody talks about, and that, you know, he's fighting, you name one of the guys he's fighting, but Bo Tennis. That's, everybody seems to like him, but, I mean, he hasn't really done anything at 154 yet. So, I mean, he's a name in the division. As far as the contender, only time will tell for moving up from 147.
Okay, obviously, looks like BoxRec hasn't rated him yet at 154, because I'm looking at the top 24, and I don't see Boots Ennis in the top 24 at all as far as BoxRec is concerned. Of course, a former welterweight. What is his claim to fame?
That's the thing. Everybody seems to like him because I guess he passes what people like to say is the eye test, but he hasn't really fought anybody. He's looked bad against Karen in both fights, right? I mean, he did look good against Danny Onis at 147, but whose has he beaten? He hasn't really beaten anybody. They tie his name to Virgil Ortiz. They talk about making a fight, then they don't make the fight. So there's really no claim to fame except the quote-unquote eye test. That's all I get. That's all I get from Boots Ennis.
Well, you know what, Tommy D, I want to wish you a very great week, a great weekend. Kiss your wife, hug the kids, man. You're a great guy. You and I, we didn't hit a grand slam today, but we hit home runs all the time, man. We're like Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali, the best the best tag team in boxing, bro.
I appreciate you, Peter. Today was I came a little late. My daughter gave a surprise visit to us today. I mean, not today, this weekend. So she just went back.
So
a
tomorrow,
while
tomorrow
ago,
came home from school for a couple days.
Yeah, just for the weekend. Yeah, just for Saturday, Sunday. Yep.
Man, she is gifted intellectually. We're looking for her to lead the country in the future. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Give the family my best, Tommy D.
You got it, Pedro. Thank you.
Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your three-day, two-night package plus four free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When they say Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest fighter pound for pound, meaning that I imagine if he was a heavyweight fighting the same style, he'd be the greatest, I would have to admit, I would have to say yes. I have his fight films, I've watched the film. That man was beautiful, timing, speed, reflexes, rhythm, his body, everything was beautiful. I say I'm the greatest heavyweight of all times, but pound for pound, I still say Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest of all time.
Having spent time around both men, the man born Cassius Clay, of course, Muhammad Ali, and the man born Walker Smith Jr., I'm talking about Ray Robinson, I would have to say that Muhammad Ali is wrong. I just think he is. I mean, I think that Ray Robinson was wonderful. He was great. He was the greatest fighter of all time for a long time. But then again, you know, Ray Leonard came along. I think Ray Leonard was a better fighter than Ray Robinson was. And why do I say that? Because Ray Robinson told me in 1984 that Ray Leonard was a faster, harder-hitting version of himself at welterweight. What is he trying to say? He's a better welterweight than I am. That's coming out of the mouth of Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Robinson, Walker Smith Jr., call him what you want. But Ray Leonard, the greatest athlete I've ever seen pound for pound, but I think he was also the greatest welterweight of all time. Now, who was the number two welterweight? Either Robinson or Tommy Hearns. The reason why I say that is because Tommy Hearns was beating Ray Leonard in that fight they had in 1981, September of 1981, of course, the September 21st, I believe. And, you know, through almost approaching the 14th round, Angelo Dundee said to Ray Leonard, "Look, son, you're blowing it. You're blowing it. You're going to lose this fight." And, of course, Ray's eye was crawling closed, that kind of good stuff. He was in deep trouble. And he went out there and he stopped Tommy Hearns. Of course, the referee, Davy Pearl, may he rest in peace, he stopped that fight. Nobody complained. I'm talking about Tommy Hearns, Emmanuel Stewart. Nobody complained because they knew the stoppage was about right. No doubt about that. But Tommy Hearns, Ray Leonard, those were some great years. In fact, somebody said to me the other day, "Will we ever see a fighter that great again?" I don't think so. Not if we're promoting fighters like Jake Paul and things like that. Come on, man. Maybe Emiliano Vargas could become a superstar. But outside of that, I don't see too many. And maybe Virgil Ortiz. But outside of that, I don't see too many hopes on the American horizon. I just don't see it. I mean, as far as heavyweight's concerned, the one guy I'm sort of pumped about is Kingsley Ibe. Go Kingsley, of course, the Nigerian heavyweight that's fighting out of Arizona now. But he was a winner over Gerald Washington last night. Gerald Washington being a former cruiserweight champion, campaigning as a heavyweight now. But he stopped him in three rounds. rounds, and the guy had went in his last fight or the fight before last, he went 10 rounds with an in-shape Derek Chisora. So bottom line is, Kingsley Abe moving along. He's 15-2, 16-2 now. Of course, the loss to Jared Anderson was a little bit early, but the bottom line is he would love to have a rematch with Jared Anderson any time, any day. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to break for the news right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. The impeccable one is in the other room. I'm talking to Mr. Bailey Peck, of course. He holds my hand. He coddles me. He, like, pulls me through this show every week because, you know, I lose my mind about 15 or 20 times during the show. You don't know it, but, yeah, not like Cuddy. Not as bad as Cuddy, but I lose my mind a few times. Anyway, straight up, stay tuned for hour number two on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the break. Straight up, this is Ring Talk on Sports Byline.
Shorts, I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's presented by Herb Chambers Honda of New England, with four locations in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Well, it's a football Friday in the Big Ten. It'll be Rutgers entertaining Iowa, but Saturday, all eyes on the Hoosier State. 3:30 Eastern time, Notre Dame will try to get off the schneid this year. They're off to a stunning 0-2 start, including a gut-wrenching loss to Texas A&M last Saturday night at Notre Dame Stadium. Meantime, in Bloomington, 7:30 Eastern time on Saturday night, it's the Hoosiers, ranked 19th in the country, a home favorite as they take on 9th-ranked Illinois in a key Big Ten battle already here as we get ready to close out September. Stay with us all weekend long for scores, interviews, and highlights at Sports Overnight America and all the great shows right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell with Sports Shorts presented by Herb Chambers Honda in Seekonk, Burlington, Boston, and Westboro, Massachusetts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. We've arrived at week 3 of the NFL campaign, and we are unfortunately talking about several teams in quarterback trouble due to injuries. We won last week with Seattle's outright triumph in Pittsburgh. Today, let's head to Philadelphia, where the Eagles host the Rams. This is a rematch of last season's divisional playoff game in the snow that the Rams should have won. Both teams enter the contest 2-0, with the Eagles playing a tougher schedule, but the Rams more impressive statistically. With all due respect to those in cities that represent the NFC North, if the Eagles do not represent this conference in the Super Bowl, this is the team and the Rams that probably will. Los Angeles is top 7 offensively and defensively early on, and Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford can trade punches with anyone in this league, including the Eagles. The Rams plus 3.5. Sports in 60, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I've been doing this for decades, right? September 1984, we went on the air. We've been doing this 41 years, knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour just for you, the average boxing fan. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, 1 week removed from the dethroning of Canelo Alvarez. Of course, he hasn't been the best fighter pound for pound in a long time. I don't know why the Box Rec and those people that rate boxers kept putting him up there. Bottom line is he's dropped to number seven on the list. Why is he even on the top 10 list anymore? I mean, after that fight last week, I mean, how many minutes did he win of that round, of each round? He didn't win too many minutes last week. For those two judges to give him five rounds, a 7-5 fight, meaning Crawford only won by 2 rounds, that was an atrocity. That was a ripoff in the making. They were trying to rob Terrence Crawford. No doubt about it. Those two judges, Tim Cheatham and Max DeLuca, can't forget that name, Tim Cheatham. I mean, if ever was a boxing judge and I was boxing, I wouldn't want a judge named Tim Cheatham. I just would feel bad about that. And guess what? Tim Cheatham lives up to his name, if you know what I'm trying to say. But straight up, Tim Cheatham and Max DeLuca had it 115, 113, or 7-5 in rounds. And, of course, I had it 9-3 in rounds. Now, I'm trying to say my score is stellar, but I was recognized by the Association of Boxing Commissions for almost a decade as a boxing judge here in the United States. So I know what I'm talking about. But guess what? Two judges had that 7-5. They were looking to screw Terrence Crawford. There's no doubt about it. They're looking to call that a draw. And, of course, maybe the boxing establishment wanted Saul Alvarez to win. Maybe it did, because the bottom line is that stunk. No doubt about that. We'll spend some time this hour with the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Of course, 94 years young and rocking and rolling. We'll also spend some time in studio with a Mission District icon. I'm talking about Richard Segovia, the mayor of the Mission. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. More after the break.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you know, it's my theory that if Don King was born rich and white, he'd be Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump was born poor and black, he'd be Don King.
The sounds of the mighty Tower of Power bringing you back from the break. Of course, this is Sports Byline. Let's take it to L.A., the city of angels, Santa Monica to be exact. The man with the greatest view in the history of views. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant. Godfather, very good morning. Good afternoon to you, sir.
I'm back at you, Pedro.
Okay, so how's life in Santa Monica?
Well, life is always good in Santa Monica, but today it's clouds from sea to shining sea.
Okay. We're 1 week removed from the Terrence Crawford-Canelo Alvarez fight. Of course, the biggest fight in boxing to come along in a few years now. And boxing seems to be dormant, seems to be dead for the next couple of months. Dana White is making his moves. I don't know if I told you, but Dana White, in his a bid to strip the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act of its really its laws and its rules and make it more beneficial to the promoter, per se, and that is Dana White. I mean, he seems to be, the California Commission was going to rubber stamp this, but there were so many protesters in the audience that they couldn't, so they put it on a three-month hold. Bottom line is, if this guy takes over boxing, it'll be just like the MMA, just like the world of the UFC, when guys getting pimped, Godfather.
True that.
I mean, I don't know what more to say than that. I mean, Francis Ngannou sold out Madison Square Garden, $7 million, and he got a $500,000 purse? Can you believe that? $7 million gates, $500,000 purse?
Well, that is the way forward with corporate America.
Yeah, and of course, yeah, good point. And then Ngannou went over and had those fights with Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, I think, and he made like close to $40 million. in a couple of fights. I mean, good Lord. I mean, is Dana White? I don't even want to go into it anymore. Bottom line is, 1 week removed from the Terrence Crawford Saul Alvarez fight, what can we take from it, Godfather?
Well, it was a very good fight. It justified the build-up to the fight. I'm curious about where the champion goes next.
That's a good point. Does he stay at 168 pounds? I mean, I guess he does, but as good a fighter as he is, I think the size factor, like against David Benavidez, would just be too much. Do you see what I'm trying to say there? I mean, Benavidez is just too big. Canelo didn't want to fight Benavidez because he was too big.
Are you talking about the light heavyweight?
Yeah, the light heavyweight. Now he's a light heavyweight because they wouldn't fight him at 168. He had to move up to 175.
Well, he did the right thing. I would right now prefer Crawford to fight and Billy or that other 168-pounder who and Billy fought on the undercard.
That was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Yep, that was a hell of a fight, and both of those kids did get their shots at Crawford. The problem is, and part of the decision making will be who's an attraction, not who's the best fighter, but who's the best attraction. That may be Rodriguez or whatever his name was.
So I
don't know. But certainly it sets Crawford up for some good big money fights if he wants to go on.
Now there's the if question. He's 30, he's
37 or something.
37 years old.
Yeah, well, that's why I said if. Now, if they come around offering you $100 million, that's hard to refuse.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you lose, but $100 million is three times the career earnings of many great fighters. So let's see, and maybe how big it is. By the way, I didn't see any figures on how many homes on Netflix watched the fight. Did you?
No, I didn't. In fact, that's sort of like one of the worst, the best kept secrets in boxing right now. There's just no doubt about it. But the stadium, it looked like the stadium was somewhat full. The fighter you're talking about was Lester Martinez and Christian Mabili. Lester Martinez, he was just a rough, tough customer. He looked like a bar bouncer.
Right. And both of them were rough and tough, but he had a little bit more boxing ability.
Yeah.
Than Mabili, and that might be important. And maybe he brings along the Latino fans, or maybe the Saudis decide to put a rematch to that fight on.
Can I put a halt on that right there? The Saudis.
Sure.
I have the Saudis. Listen, the country, I'm not happy with the direction the country's going politically and all that kind of good stuff, but I'm really not happy with the country. The direction boxing's going. I think the Saudi Arabian influence is really, really, I don't think it's good for the game. I don't. I mean, these guys may be pumping all kinds of money in there, but Dana White and his sheik guy are looking to take over. Once they take over, it's minimum wage.
Well, and that's until they take over, some good fights can be made.
But they've already taken over. They made the Crawford fight with Canelo. They've already taken over. The takeover is taken. It's done.
Well, I'm not sure what you're saying. How much? I was under the impression that Canelo got more than $100 million. How much did he actually get?
Well, I'm not saying he didn't get $100 million, because $100 million to the sheik, he could wipe his ass with $100 million. It's no big thing down there, okay? I mean, they have unlimited amounts of money. The other guy made $10 million, and, of course, that was a lot of money. And I got to ask you this before I let you go. And I thought about this a lot. You know, I thought that Terrence Crawford, I thought that he played a game with Israel Magomedov the last time and didn't look as good as he could have looked against Magomedov. In order to get the fight with Canelo, I'll take the weight. I'll do anything you want. I mean, I'll even marry your ugly sister. I mean, that's what Terrence Crawford was willing to say. Okay, but the bottom line was willing to do and didn't have to. But the bottom line is he would do anything to get that fight. And I think the looking less than stellar in that fight was him and Bomac. They planned this out to a T.
Well, if they planned all that out, kudos to them. It's very shrewd matchmaking for them, and other fighters who do the same. And I think, you know, look, Crawford is old, but he's never suffered any real serious beatings. So maybe he wants to go on for another fight or two and make a gazillion dollars. And then the rest of us will have to wait for Moses, to come and put some thrill into the heavyweight division.
Yeah, good old Moses Itama, no doubt about that. But the fight I'm looking forward to, and I'll let you go with this, is the Battle of Japan. It'll be in the Kingdom, the Tokyo Dome, just like where Mike Tyson melted down against Buster Douglas back in 1990. Of course, that was when Jim Lampley uttered those epic words, the most epic sentence ever on HBO. Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
Exactly. Great. I'm so glad you remembered that. I give it his just due.
Godfather, I was...
Because there were a lot of people who didn't believe their eyes.
including Jose Suleiman in the WBC. They tried to take the title from Buster.
Right.
And Don King. I mean, when is a knockout not a knockout? When Don King's involved.
Yep, exactly.
Anyway, that being said, I'll let you go. You have a great week. I love you. I miss you. And I'd love to come down and see you next week and a half. I got a little thing in L.A., and I'd like to make you make a visit to the Godfather's house, part of that.
When are you coming down?
I can't say it on the phone because, you know, people will be looking for me.
Okay.
Straight up, but I'll call you, and I love you, Godfather. Have a great week.
You too.
The retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame himself, Larry Merchant, 94 years young and kicking ass on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Minutes past the hour. This is Sports Byline. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. In the studio, the Mission District Rocky, the champ himself. I'm talking about the mayor of the Mission, Richard Sokovia. How the hell are you, young man?
I'm wonderful, man. Everything is great, bro. I mean, you know, I'm alive, right? I mean, life is good, man.
All right, that's wonderful. I feel honored to have you in the studio because, you know, for so many years, I went to your house, went to the yearly celebrations, this and that. When I was a cop, you don't remember this, but when I was a cop working community relations in the Mission District, I organized all kinds of stuff out in front of your house. I mean, I go back about 45 years now in the Mission. In fact, me and Roberto Hernandez, I remember Roberto, like, was cutting his teeth.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I remember Roberto when he was working at Rap.
Yeah.
You know, before he was even doing anything with music.
Speaking of Rap, my buddy Mitchell Salazar.
Yeah, Mitch. Yeah, God bless time. Mitch, man.
Mitch was a good guy. You know, I'll tell you a Mitch story, and I'm not afraid to say this on the air. We were smoking weed, and he had a catering business on Cortland Avenue.
Right.
He had a catering business. So we were smoking weed and this and that. And I said, you know, I smell something burning. He goes, you do, and it wasn't the weed, okay? I smell something burning. It was the turkeys. He put four turkeys in the oven. He forgot. He goes, oh! So he gets up, and he runs around. And he brings these turkeys out, and they're, like, smoking black, you know what I'm saying? So we fed them to our dogs. Me and Bobby Antonelli fed them to our dogs. Our dogs ate turkey for, like, a week and a half.
You know, Mitchell was he was one of the pillars of the Mission District. You know, all the wonderful things he did for the community, for kids, for the youth. For, you know, people with issues, and you know, it's a great guy.
When I ran the Mission Boxing Club at St. James, anyway, bottom line is when I ran the Mission Boxing Club, Mitchie came down. Mitchie sent me kids. You know what I'm saying? He said kids that he thought that boxing would help. Some kids were like really misdirected, and boxing allowed these couple of kids to really get focused on what they needed to do in this and that. And although they didn't become boxers, they used boxing for discipline and then moved on and, you know, did well in school. Because that's what this is all about. This is educating. You know, I mean, the bottom line is you do something that I think that people need to recognize, and that's giving back to the community and helping the youth, empowering the youth. How do you empower such young people?
Well, through music. Through music. Music is a great tool. For music. Kids love to play music. You know, you get them involved in music, and I basically get them off the streets after school to, you know, create bands. And like when I was a kid, you know, we went from the Battle of the Barrios to the Battle of the Bands. You know, so I'm getting these kids now from SOTA, different schools. It doesn't matter what school. I don't care, East Bay, wherever they may be. And we get them to interact and get them to work towards music education. And get them to, you know, otherwise it's a great way to express themselves at the same time. And I've been pretty blessed by having a lot of great kids that I've been putting under my umbrella. You know, like, for instance, Agua Pura, you know, they're all female salsa band. And they've been under my umbrella now for about a year and a half right now. And they're doing very well. And they're doctors, teachers, graduates out of San Francisco State. We know with good values. I'm pretty blessed to have a band like that, you know, and helping them get to the point where, okay, they're playing cover tunes, Now I got them writing original stuff and building an identity of their own.
How can I put this? Kids today have it, I think, a lot rougher than I did. I mean, I went to school. There wasn't as many distractions. There wasn't the internet, things like that. I mean, I think there's a lot of distractions right now. And kids seem to be not being able to focus on things. And even in boxing, it was really tough getting people to focus. Right. I mean, and only the rare few do focus and dedicate themselves to this. But you've got a pretty good record there as far as putting guys into scholarships and stuff like that.
Right. I just got a Sefe, who graduated 2 years ago from SOTA, School of the Arts, and I got him at a great, great school in Boston at the Berklee School of Music. He's at his second year, and his tuition is only one-third of the tuition based on your—I have a friend that I play music with, Ricardo Manzon, who's the maestro of percussion. Okay. So now, because—
I thought you were.
Huh?
I thought you were.
Well, you know, I'm getting there. My first round draft pick, you know?
Okay.
And
free agent.
So every year now, I'm being able to get another kid into the school, you know? And so my goal is to help children work on music to express themselves and to let them know about not just the good things about playing music and let them know that the way I treat you is not the way this business is going to be, because, you know, in this business, they'll eat and chew you and spit you out.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. You know that, man. Come on.
I don't want to. Man, I'm promoting this card coming up and the show coming up. And I'm freaking out every morning I wake up. Ah!
Well, you know, and
anxiety attacks. I'm saying you're a promoter. I mean, this is what you think about. The place burned down. During the show, all kinds of weird, crazy thoughts go through your mind. They do.
Oh, yeah, a lot happens. Somebody in the band, like Richard, maybe he'll catch COVID.
Don't say it.
Hey, I'm sorry, Pedro, I got COVID.
Oh, man, all right, then do it from home, pal. We'll do it with a stream.
We'll get my buddy here, Albert, to stream it.
Yeah. Now, you knew a guy that I grew up with in the gym, Ken Watson. Is Kenny Watson still alive?
Yes, he is.
Is he really?
Yeah, I got his phone number and everything. Yeah, he's a pastor now, you know.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a man of God.
He went from pimping to pastoring?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to put it to that.
Well, he kept it at the peas.
Wow.
He went from pimping to pastor.
Let me try to find his record here. Oh, here it is. Ken Watson. You know, nobody in the gym. I was good. I won 4 Golden Glove titles, was nationally ranked, this and that. He was better.
Yeah, he was.
He was better than me. And he didn't accomplish much. You know what I'm saying? In boxing, I mean, he got a good name, this and that, but he never really accomplished much. And there were guys that he fought as a professional that one guy, he destroyed him in the gym. Destroyed him in the gym and went out and lost to him in a real fight.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But he wasn't dedicated.
Right, exactly. His heart wasn't into it. You know, he's doing training. You know, he's working at Fire in the Ring. You know, he's teaching some training over there now. Yeah.
Fire in the Ring, of course, they got a good little crew out there.
Yeah. He's been working with I think he's got a middleweight fighter that he's working with over there.
Well, you know, San Francisco is hurting for fighters, and boxing's hurting in general. San Francisco hasn't had a real fighter like since Andre Ward. Andre Ward was a worldwide heavyweight champion.
Yeah, Bay Area.
Gomez. Never lost a fight. The one fight he lost in his entire life was over in Oakland, California, and I showed up late to the card. Marsha King, used to run King's gym. She's infuriated. I said, what's going on here? She goes, Andre. I said, what's this big thing about Andre? She goes, you don't understand. He's the future of boxing. Whoa. He was like 11, 12 years old. He lost his fight. They robbed him, right? The only fight he ever lost. He went on to win the Olympic gold medal. Gary Radnich told me I was shilling on the radio. He goes, Pedro, you got to stop shilling for Andre Ward. I said, yeah, when he kicks a snot out, when I say snot, or spit with an H, when he kicks a spit with an H out of everybody in the Olympics, including that big fat Polish guy at the end for the gold medal, watch me.
Yeah.
And then Jerry had to say,
I think this was about the beginning of my wife's and my relationship. We ran into this kid from Nicaragua. His name was Bismarck Nunez.
Okay.
They called him the Cobra.
Okay.
So he moved in with me, and we took care of him because his father wanted nothing to do with him, and we got him into boxing, right? And this kid from Nicaragua, he was a little badass, man. I'm telling you, respectable. And he was knocking out people 20 pounds heavier than him.
In the gym?
In the gym. We took him to San Jose. he took a kid one time over at the Fire in the Ring when they were off of Brisbane, and he hit this kid so hard, the kid puked. And then Kenny was telling the other black, the other kid that he was fighting, Bismarck, pick up your pants, man. What are you going to do? So he thought he was all big and bad. And we went in there with my son hit him so hard he puked. Next thing you know, they took a break for a minute. He hit him again so hard that the kid's lips turned purple. And that's when we stopped the fight. And the thing is, I got him out of boxing.
That's good because you know what? He went down to Nicaragua and got lit up like a White House Christmas tree.
You know,
so what I did
is I got him out of boxing because the effects of boxing, what it does to the brain. You know, I was more concerned that, you know.
You got a hell of a point there. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I put it this way. I feel fortunate that I got out of it after 52 fights, you know what I'm saying, and have my senses and this and that, and I don't have any residual effects. But there are friends of mine that had lesser fights and got beat. One guy, we used to beat him up in the gym. This sounds terrible, but he was our sparring partner. And Dana Holly, if you didn't beat on Dana, Dana would kill you. I mean, it was the life or death with him. There was just no doubt about it. Even when we were practicing, it was life or death. So anyway, we beat up on him for like 2.5 years, and then he started sitting a little funny. I'm saying, hey, maybe you shouldn't box anymore. So he quit boxing, and then about 3 years later, he murdered somebody, and they found him in the guy's car with the credit cards and this guy's cash and all that kind of good stuff. And, of course, you know, I went down to the jail to see him for a second because we grew up together. And he said to me, I didn't do it. I said, but they got your fingerprints in the house. You got the guy's money in you got the guy's car. He stole the guy's car.
Wow. Well, but that's
I didn't do it.
That's why I wanted to get him out of boxing, because I'm looking at longevity in life. And I love the kid, you know? And now, driving an Lexus, he's got 2 jobs, he's got a child, a daughter, he's living the American dream.
So where's
he's got
Kenny,
all his papers.
Kenny Watson today?
Huh?
Where's Kenny Watson today?
He's still living right there on Baker. At his house.
Is that nice crib on Baker?
Yeah.
Wow. That's like a little mansion, ain't it?
Yeah, man. He's right. Hey, he bought a Bentley. he's rolling big, bro.
It doesn't sound like he's hurting.
Suits every day. He's done. You know, Kenny.
Yeah, but had he taken care of business and had he been
a champ.
Disciplined, I don't know if he'd been a champ, but he definitely had world-class skills. Let's put it to you like that. Because as far as that being a champ is concerned, a lot of it boils down to luck, being in the right position at the right time, and luck.
That's what he did. See, my Bismarck, my son that I adopted, Kenny was his trainer. And Kenny had that kid knocking people out.
No doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to take a live station break. We'll come back, spend some more time with Richard Scovia, the mayor of the Mission District. That's right, the godfather of the Mission District. We'll talk more with the godfather after the break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm Sports Byline.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This song was written by my buddy, Richard Bean. He wrote Suavecito, there's no doubt about it. Of course, I think it was a gold record, but the record company has not recognized this gold record. It sort of blew me away, but I think that had a lot to do with the fact that the people that were involved with Malo that sort of tried to burn Richard, I think that they kept the record sales down and pocketed the money. I think that's the way it went down, my personal opinion. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the man of the hour is Ms. Richard Segovia. Of course, where do you live, Richard? Let's talk about your house. 25th in New York. What's up with your house? It's a castle.
Well, let me tell you, my house has become a big pillar of the San Francisco Mission District. You know, I've been in this house since 1963. It's been 62 years now. And Michael Rios, my family member, Michael Rios, moved in 93, and we started doing all the artwork for Carlos Santana on top of everything that was going on, you know, like Sacred Fire, Brace Your Absoluteness, Dance of the Rainbow Serpent, Ultimate Santana, and the album cover, Supernatural, was all created.
You guys
created
did all those covers?
Huh?
He did all those covers?
Yeah, I got them all at the house.
Wow.
And they were all created in my garage. So what I did is back in 93, I put in Carlos Santana and Michael together with a friend of mine in 92 who hit the lottery for $33.5 million. And what they did is they started a company out of my garage called Heaven Smiles.
Okay.
So what Carlos did, he started getting us all the endorsements to make T-shirts from the Miles Davis to John Coltrane to Bob Marley to Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Hooker, Bunny Wailer. And we started doing all these Seven Master T-shirts. And next thing you know, we did Steve Winwood album covers. We did all the work for Bill Graham, you know, down at the Shoreline.
You know, Graham called the IRS on me.
Well, he called the IRS on you. Stand in line.
Did he really? On other people,
man,
too?
Bill Graham was...
Here's what's up. I was working as a cop. I was working at Winterland Productions doing the overnight security, uh-huh. Right? One night a week, we got to bring our bed in there and go to sleep. But we set on the alarms, and that's what they wanted. They just wanted a live body in there in case the alarm went off, right? So anyway, so we kick him back in there, and I guess I did this for a couple of years, and he was paying us cash. Right, so somebody gave him a ticket or something, gave him a parking ticket or something like that in front of Winterland. I was forget it was some small pity thing, and he went berserk and he went nuts on the police department. He called the IRS on us, said we were taking cash, the whole nine yards.
You know why he did that?
Huh?
You know why he did that?
To save money.
He was Jewish.
Oh, that's no. You're gonna get me in trouble here, man. You're gonna get me in trouble.
Let me tell you, I worked with one of Bill Graham's godsons, yeah. Many, many years ago with Eddie Money. Yeah. So I got to know Bill Graham as a friend, opposed to the other side of him.
You know, that was suicide. You know, he committed
suicide. Oh, my God.
Right?
Him and Eddie were like, you know, I mean.
Richard, you do realize he basically committed suicide, don't you?
On a helicopter?
And the pilot says, I'm not going up. He says, you don't go up, you're fired. That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah, so the guy went up because it was raining, cats and dogs. You know what I'm saying? The visibility was poor in the whole nine yards. He shouldn't have been flying the helicopter, and he did it anyway. But I use as an excuse not to put Muhammad Ali on an helicopter a couple years later. I wouldn't put him on it. Well, and Mark Edis, who was Donald Trump's attorney, my good friend, he died in a helicopter crash too, that Trump was supposed to be in. Trump didn't get it. Trump was late for the flight. They took off at 3:30. They crashed.
Wow. 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 Well, you know what? See, I got to know the good part of Bill. You know? Okay. I mean, Big Cudetti.
Let's get off of this. Let's get away from Bill Cram. Okay. Let's talk about your celebration. What were you doing on the 28th of September?
The September 27th.
27th.
The 28th is my birthday.
All right.
And what we're doing is, since I'm working a lot with the community, my goal is to get all the youth bands to come and perform. I have a band that I just met last April at San Francisco State. They're an indie rock band. They're called Elephant Garden. Great band. And then Zena Escovedo also hooked me up with a band called Partial Zero. They're a three-piece jazz band that are going to be performing. And on top of that, I have a band that I've been producing I'm working with out of L.A. They're called Ikara.
Okay. How do bands, listen, in the days of the internet, how does a band make any money? Because nobody makes it on record sales anymore because of the fact that you put it up on YouTube or Spotify or something like that, and everybody gets it like a zillion times. And, you know, I remember when I was talking with the Average White Band, and we were talking about doing a last album a couple of years ago and this and that, and they said, you know what, we do an album.
Yeah, no, that money's not there anymore. So
it's all live performances, huh?
Well, I get my kids to do it because they love to play music.
No, but I mean, as far as the musician making money, he's going to eat live performances.
Well, yeah. I mean, you make money making live performances, but that money still isn't like what it used to be either. You know, I mean, and even the clubs, you know, most of the clubs out here is a 70-30 split. They give you the 70%, you take 30, sell the tickets. That's how they work these days. Remember back in the day, like at the Nightlife and the Sting and Peppermint Tree and the Orphanage? It was paid. They paid you.
Peppermint Tree, you're going to get me in trouble.
I've been there, bro. I've been there.
Peppermint Tree. Oh, thank God. Hey, Bailey, thank God the Peppermint Tree didn't have any cameras. Just leave it at that.
Yeah, you were too busy in the women's bathroom.
They had the fireplace in that place.
Yeah.
The Peppermill. So, yeah, the fireplace was happening.
Yeah.
More foreplay in that place than you can imagine.
That's right. Yeah. And you were the responsible for that,
too. I was responsible for most of it. I'll take the blame.
So, on the 27th, it's the eight-year anniversary of the mural.
Okay. And
so
the mural is?
Is the mural of the Casa Bandido House of Latin Rock. You know, dedicated to Jorge Santana and Carlos and what they did for the Mission District. Like you were saying, Suavecito. Carlos Santana belonged to the world, right? Jorge Santana belonged to La Mission. Suavecito is the Mission District's national anthem.
Yep.
Richard Beam put that song on the map. There ain't a Latin rock band out there that don't play that song. Cover bands play it. And I've been knowing Richard all my life, you know, when the Malibus.
The Malibus. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's how long I know Richard, with the Malibus. And I went to school with his sister, Dorothy. So this year, what we did is every year we have nominees that we put on the mural. And Richard's one of them.
That's right.
So we put him on the mural and we do 8 years. And then we do live music. And all the music is going to be put together by young youth bands. The only one that's going to be older people are going to be Richard Beam.
Okay, so back to the question, man. I mean, how do people make money in music? I mean, is that why Bruno Mars charges like $1,000 a ticket? Because he can't make any money selling records?
Well, do you make more money on merchandise, man? Think about it.
Yeah.
You sell a T-shirt for $25, right?
It costs you
$3. And there's 50,000 people out there. If 10,000 people buy your T-shirt, 10,000 times 25.
Yeah.
That's $250,000.
SMTC.
And that's only 10% of the venue. Look at Prince. How much money he made on merchandising.
Purple Rain, baby.
Whoa, that was a lot of money.
Purple, listen. That was the days at the Cow Palace. We were pimping at the Cow Palace. But I was a cop working 3rd Street, the 100th Point Station, right? So the captain says to me, how'd you like to spend a week with Prince? And I said, huh? He goes, because you're the youngest guy in the crew. You're our plainclothesman. He goes, we're going to have you do this Prince concert. He goes, I don't want you to make any rest out there. And if you don't have to, he said, but just go out there and, you know, make your presence and tell you that there would be no problems. So me and my partner, Mark Mino, went out there. We worked, like, I think four shows at the Cow Palace. But the Prince didn't come down and thank us, but Prince's team came down and thanked us. We were very appreciative. Well, I mean, that was quite an honor.
Right. Well, you know, the thing of it is like what this house has done for children. It's been a safe haven for kids. And I teach my kids to do it because you love music. Just like, why did you box? Because you loved it, right? Mm. And what, you know, to me, that's what, you know, you gotta have the passion for it, man. Because boxing, to me, that's a hard way to make money, man.
But here's what's up. I didn't do it to make money. I was against getting beat up. You know what I'm saying?
But didn't you love what you were doing? Or were you forced to do what you did?
No, I wanted to win championships, and yeah. I won a bunch. But that was the goal. I wouldn't have boxed just to participate. If I couldn't win championships, I didn't want to be involved.
And why did you do it?
Because I was the baddest dude on the block.
Yeah, and did you love what you do?
To an extent.
Well, that's what I try to teach my kid musically, and let the music take wherever it's going to take you to. I tell them about the good, the bad, and the ugly. The drugs, stay away. And I've been pretty blessed, you know.
Got a question for you. How come so many guys that have cleaned up in the business, and I won't mention names, but you can probably figure out why I'm going here. Why do they become so surly after they become sober? I mean, in other words,
they become bitter, man.
Why? Why do you become bitter? Because you can't get high anymore?
Because, no, not that. It's just that they're bitter because maybe they didn't get what they wanted out of it or whatever else, or, you know, better have been than never have been, you know, has-beens or whatever it could be, and they're not really accepting the way reality is with them right now. See, I'm good in my skin. I'm 72 years old. I'm happy. I'm going to explain this one thing to you, okay? This has been the radio. One of my best friends I played with got nominated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Okay? Excited. One of the major bands. So the whole band got nominated. So about a month later after that, congratulations, you guys are going in to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So COVID hits. No HBO special. So last year, I'm watching the Access Channel. And there he is on TV talking about the band and everything, right? So I decide to get on the phone to call him, all excited. Hey, man, I just saw you on TV, man, with the band. Hey, congratulations. Here's what he says to me. Right. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, be cool. This is regular radio.
Okay, I don't want to hear it.
Get that, Peckable One.
Okay, I don't want to hear it. I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't care about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I went, I'm sorry, bro. I shouldn't have called you. So here's a guy that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, bitter. That's when I looked at my legacy and said, none of that happens in Casa Bandido. I'm proud of my skin. I'm proud of where I'm at. And I'm proud of what we've done. You know, it's just that, look at the lady that played the Motown. She got offered to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know what she told him? No, thank you. I don't want to be part of it.
Well, the Motown really hasn't been well respected by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so they should have had their own R&B section.
Right, you know, well, but she did. Got, they wanted to put her in, and she wanted nothing to do with it. And she's Caucasian.
Speaking of Motown, Martha Reeves and I sat down in Detroit one time for an interview, because I was going to do a book on Berry Gordy. Berry Gordy is a former boxer.
Right.
Trained under Eddie Futch. And, of course, he's the president of Motown Records, still alive at the age of 96 almost, I think, in December. So, anyway, I'm doing this book on Berry Gordy. I went down to Detroit. I got all kinds of records from the Detroit City Hall, the online years, their contracts, the old Motown contracts. Anyway, so I went to Martha Reeves, and all Martha Reeves, all I got out of that whole lunch was a check. That was it. She didn't say nothing. She wouldn't say nothing about Berry. I couldn't get him to say nothing about Berry Gordy. Nothing. He's like invincible. Nobody will touch him.
Well, you know, a lot of that. And bands are like that. Hey, you know, I got a lot of friends that go ahead and ask me a question, but don't ask me about that guy.
Don't ask me
about that guy. Whatever you want me to do. It's politics, man.
All right, let's go back to September 27. What time does it start?
It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's over at 6 p.m. And it's going to be a great show. I got my friend Albert here. Lopez is going to be doing a live stream. and it's going to be really good. I mean, I've heard Demir is going to be there, my district mind supervisor.
You know, I heard a rumor that Pedro Fernandez is going to MC Amalo.
Yeah, he's going to do it, man. But I don't know, man. I don't know if we can get him out on work furlough to be there, man. I got to get him out on work furlough.
He got my impeccable one, the other one laughing. That was a good one. That was a good one. Richard, I wish you the very best of luck. September 27th, of course. What's the address again?
2880 25th Street.
25th in York.
And I want to give a shout out to my wife, my backbone, my wife, Tammy, for all the love and support that she's given me through the years.
Well, she drug you in here. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the thing of it is that we got to keep positive, and it's going to be a good thing for the kids.
Okay, I got to hold it. October 24th, Richard Bean's birthday. I'm promoting this at Rock Club, Rock Apoco. Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay, that's going to be really good. See, I don't even realize if you realize what you're doing here. You're keeping Latin rock music alive.
I'm trying.
You like what I'm doing. We're up against the wall. Same thing with me.
Don't say that.
No. So here's what I want you to do, everybody. Here's my phone number, 415-685-9822. Call me. I'll have tickets available. For every 4 tickets that you buy, I will give you a free laminated wristband to come into the house for my party. That means it gives you food, gives you something to eat. So for every 4 tickets, I'll give you 1 wristband.
Man.
So you can call me, Richard Segovia, the Mayor of Mission, at 415-685-9822. I will have tickets available. Call me. Come and check out the show.
I got to roll to a break. Tino, I want to thank you for bringing him in here. Of course, your PR guy over here, I want to thank him as well. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's go to our last break.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
My mother told me it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. Just don't be too honest, people. People don't like honesty all that much because you're brash. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Dana White was quiet last night as far as his UFC is concerned. Of course, he comes back in a couple of weeks. He's going to Perth, Australia on the 28th of September. Not my favorite guy. If ever there was a guy, let me tell you, if you run into Dana White, please, anybody out there, if you run into Dana White, do it with a truck. Okay? Do it with a truck. He's not my favorite guy. He's trying to ruin boxing, much like he ruined the world of mixed martial arts, pimping people off. I mean, guys, imagine that. The guy sold out Madison Square Garden, $7 million. Francis Ngannou. He got $500,000 for it. That's pimping. That's absolute pimping. And I'm not talking about the money that was generated on pay-per-view either. So straight up, Dana White, pimp of the year, no doubt about that. I want to thank my guests in studio, Richard Sokovia, his lovely wife, Tina, and of course, Albert Lopez, the cameraman. Until next time, this has been a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. This is a production of Sports Byline.